Shalom. Welcome to The Cloud with Apostle Michael E. Ohene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at what I have titled, The Blood and the Testimony. The Blood and the Testimony. We take our first scripture from the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. The way to use the blood of Jesus against the adversary is taking the communion. That is the breaking of the bread and drinking of the cup, a remembrance of Jesus. The 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he comes." Beloved in Christ, as you take the communion, you are proclaiming, speaking of, and shouting aloud the Lord's death and all the wonderful blessings of his redemptive work consummated on your life till he comes. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, you were given a new life and brought into oneness with God. Furthermore, it says, they overcame him by the word of their testimony. Now, the Greek word translated as testimony is martyria. Martyria means record. So John used the same word in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. The saints overcame the enemy by declaring the record, that is, their testimony of eternal life. What are your declarations today? Learn to say over and over again, "I have eternal life, I heal from God and his divine kingdom, I am a child of God, separated from sin, death, lack, sickness, oppression, and the world." Now, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 to 6 says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I will not fear. What shall man do unto me?" Hallelujah. You don't belong in the land of failure. You have a right to divine protection, prosperity, victory, success, liberty, divine health, and all the blessings of salvation. This should be the words of your testimony. If you would put the word in your heart and speak it forth with your mouth, you will always win. Keep affirming your triumphant life in Christ. Celebrate the liberty, victory, health, and success that you have in Christ Jesus, whose body was broken for you and his blood shed to bring you into sonship with God the Father. So the blood and testimony simply means participating in the communion, that is breaking of the body and drinking of the blood of Jesus. And the testimony is speaking and saying that you have obtained eternal life. So that is what the Bible says in Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, that is a communion table or cup, and by the word of their testimony, martyria, which is a record, which is eternal life. And they loved not their lives unto death. By this insight from the Holy Spirit, you must testify of the great salvation, victories, triumphs, and the wholeness you have in Christ. You must celebrate the life of God in you, the liberty, victory, health, and success you have in Christ Jesus, whose body was broken for you and whose blood was shed that you may be one with the Father, with the right to enjoy all the blessings of salvation. continue to take the blood and declare with your mouth that you have eternal life. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.